I'm Jennifer Jewell, and this is In a North State Garden, celebrating the art, craft, and science of gardening in Northern California. Late summer bloomers never fail to amaze and impress me, and perhaps this year more than most. What reserves are these plants drawing on after this many years of drought and heat? The shimmering late summer grasses, the deep purple asters, the goldenrods, the California fuchsias, all catch my eye and turn my head. When I first began gardening in the North State, I was happy to learn that there were native fuchsias, but I also pretty quickly learned that the fuchsia part of this name was a common name, but a common name for good reason. Our California fuchsias boast most of what gardeners love about species from the actual genus fuchsia, big, bright, showy blooms that sing out to gardeners and wildlife alike. While we pronounce the name fuchsia, the name is actually spelled fuchsia after the botanist for whom the true genus of flowering tropical plants was named. Both true fuchsias and California fuchsias are in the evening primrose family, but the true fuchsias are by and large too tender and thirsty for us North State gardeners to grow well. No matter, the California fuchsias more than make up for this, and just when we need it most, at the end of our long, hot summer dormancy. Known as epilobiums currently, when I first became acquainted with these dependable late summer bloomers, the group of plants was known as Zauschneria, and you can find them by both names in most nurseries or gardens. Their foliage ranges from medium dark to soft pale green to an almost white silver. With their traditionally flaming orange and red trumpets, they are harbingers of late summer and the transition to fall. Another common name for them is hummingbird plant. And while they are hummingbird pollinated and lively with the little birds, they are also bee magnets. According to Bart O'Brien, formerly of the Rancho Santa Ana Botanic Garden, depending upon your resource, there are as few as 2 or as many as 15 different taxa, plus over 15 named cultivars and counting. They thrive in our gardens in full sun, and you can find one for almost any situation. At maturity, they range in size from 3 inches to 4 feet, rarely larger. They can be small tufts, rambling ground covers, perennial hedges, or flashy vertical punctuation. California fuchsias need water in order to get started, but once established, they are very drought tolerant and spread pretty vigorously by almost succulent runners. They're easy to keep in check, and any runners pulled back are also easily transplanted elsewhere. With a few deep waterings in summer, their foliage will look fresher, but companion plantings can also distract from any raggedy late summer foliage around their feet. I cut mine back almost to the ground in late winter for best bushy growth and bloom each summer. If you're looking for a late summer pick-me-up in your North State garden, a California fuchsia might be just the thing. For more information on California fuchsias, including many photos and where to purchase them, see this week's feature essay at jewelgarden.com. That's J-E-W-E-L-L garden.com. Also at anewscafe.com. In a North State Garden is part of North State Public Radio's From the Ground Up series and is made possible in part by Gateway Science Museum. Until next time, enjoy life and late summer surprises in your North State Garden. I'm Jennifer Jewell.